Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Matt Horner, and we have an NFL odds boost for all of you today for this weekend. This is on the Cowboys to win and Dak Prescott to have over 1.5 passing touchdowns, boosted to +215 at Caesars. What do you think of this boost, Matt?
Yeah, I don't mind this at all. This is a very interesting game that I'm going to be really curious to see the betting splits for this game, because the public usually loves the Dallas Cowboys. Like, the Dallas Cowboys get a lot of public money pretty much every single week. The Baltimore Ravens, though, you know, they need this win desperately, like in the worst possible way you could imagine. So I feel like the public also could be backing them. So it's going to be really interesting to see who most of the people are betting on. But I don't mind this. It's a very even game. It's pretty much split 50-50 here when it comes to the spread. So if you want to put a little sprinkle on this, Dallas bouncing back after that horrific loss, I don't mind it.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost +215 at Caesars and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to BetQL.com and check out our exclusive sportsbook offers there as well, and Odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on the NFL this weekend and every weekend. And of course, follow us on Twitter at @sharp_side_ and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for today and this weekend. I'm going to today in Major League Baseball, Zach Gallen, over 5.5 strikeouts against the Brewers. He has hit this in his last five starts with 9, 7, 8, 7, and 7 strikeouts. So he's hit it by quite a bit. And so in those last five, he's hit that. And the Brewers are in the top 10 in the league in strikeouts as a team. So I think this is a really good spot for Zach Gallen to go over 5.5 strikeouts tonight.
There you go. Love that. I'm going to give out my college football and my NFL bets real quick. Not going to go super in detail about them because there's plenty of them. I'm going to go with Oklahoma +7 or 7.5 here. Everybody seems to be betting the Vols. They love their quarterback. They love everything about what the Vols have done, blowing out NC State. Now they have to go into Norman and take on Oklahoma here. Great defense of Oklahoma. I think this will be a little bit of a wake-up call that Tennessee isn't completely unstoppable. And I would definitely take the 7 points with Oklahoma. USC -6. I'm going to be fading that because everybody's on it. I'm going to take Michigan, who everyone hates. They're disgusting. They look bad against bad teams, and they got blown out by the one good team they faced. Nobody wants a piece of them, even in the big house, the defending champions. I'm going to take the 6 points with Michigan here. Everybody is on underdog Illinois. Yeah, Illinois, the team from my state, Illinois. We never win anything. Fading the crap out of them. Going with Nebraska here. Nebraska, I think, could possibly blow out this team. Illinois just isn't that good, and they've gotten quite lucky to this point, in my opinion. I know that went over Kansas and everything like that, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Nebraska's the much better team than Illinois, so I'm laying the points with Nebraska in college football. Now, on the other side, the NFL on Sunday, going with the Tennessee Titans. I gave them out earlier, going up against who are they facing? Green Bay, right. Definitely going to be fading Green Bay here after their win. Miami Dolphins against the Seattle Seahawks. Nobody wants a piece of the Dolphins because they lost Tua. I'm going to back the Dolphins here. The Seahawks really haven't looked that great through 2 weeks. They've won. Still not convinced they're a very good team. So I'm going to take the points with the Miami Dolphins here. And then Monday night, I'll be on the podcast, obviously, on Monday. But Monday night, one of those teams is going to win. I don't know which one. It's going to be either the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, either the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to win or the Washington Commanders are going to win, because everybody's going to go to bed thinking, oh, okay, we're going to take the Bengals and the Bills moneyline parlay and just going to go to sleep because obviously they're going to win, right? No way that's happening. One of those teams is winning, probably going to be the Jaguars against the Bills. So, monitor that. But both of those underdogs, probably going to be betting them outright.
Very nice. Love that. Get in on this odds boost +215 at Caesars and our bets, and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.